I am selling this site for $50,000, but not yet. That's the goal. And that's what we're hoping to get to by the end of the year with this site. So if you don't know, I'm starting a series where I'm going to take you through one of my like kind of baby sites, I would say, that I want to grow and sell. So this is Ottawa Things to Do. It's a site I created in June of 2022. I was on a work trip. I was unhappy and created a blog kind of spitefully to be like, I'll just sell it and then I'll be able to quit. And then my two main blogs really took off and I've had no time to work on it. So this site has kind of languished. I've used it as a testing ground. I've put things like Ezoic and Stay 22 on it. Some of my tests went well. Many of them went very poorly and this site suffered. The site also got hit by the helpful content update and has a significant seasonality downfall. Like I write summer and winter posts for this site and then I skip spring and fall. And that was a huge issue. So this site took a beating. And the goal of this whole series is that we're going to grow it together and we're going to get it to a point where by the end of the year, it can be sold for $50,000. Now, $50,000 is the amount I want to get out of it. So that's like if there's a broker on top of it, that'll be that it needs to then sell for more so that fee is covered. I want $50,000 into my bank account pre-tax. We'll deal with tax after. But that's the goal. So we need to get it to that point. Now to get there, I've estimated that we need to have it making $2,000 a month, which isn't that terrible to be honest, especially for where it's at right now. It's just that I haven't had the time to work on it at all. So I need something to keep me honest, keep me working on it, and I figured what better way than doing a YouTube series. So I'll take you through the site, that way we have the starting point so you'll see kind of where we're getting off with, and I'll talk about some of the things that I plan to do and that like I definitely need to repair because there are issues. Like I'm not putting this site up for y'all to see perfect and fixed. I think it's important to see the mistakes that I've made because I am not perfect. I am human. I make mistakes. I also do not have an infinite amount of time. And that was my biggest downfall with this site. So this is Ottawa Things to Do. It is my first exact match domain. So it is like targeting the keyword Ottawa Things to Do. It has not ranked for that. So it has not worked yet. It has a DA of 16. It does have a decent backlink profile, but I've not spent that much time building backlinks. So pretty good, not amazing. Now, if you watched my guest posting versus Haro links video, this is the site that I built the guest post links to. So it did have growth in the DA. It did have a traffic increase, especially initially pre-helpful content update, but not anything crazy. So it is not like a DA 50 site or something that'll be super easy. We are kind of starting from a middle ground most people are at. Then we have my silos, things to do, day trips, tours, where to stay. You have my basic about contact privacy policy, a giant picture. This is the exact like theme I threw up when I made it in like that evening in June. I have not edited anything. So it needs work for sure. We have a little intro here. I'm not a fan of centered font. I don't really know why I did this, but yeah, I hate things that are centered. But here I just go through some of my like kind of EEAT stuff. I don't even link to my about page. I don't know what's happening here. We have these four cards that kind of tell you nothing except for like, I don't know. I don't really know. Again, things need to be fixed. Then we have the best of. So these are the featured posts on the homepage. We have latest blog posts that are the most recent posts. And then we have read the whole blog and our footer. And don't worry, that's not my actual address, so safety is fine. then we have, if we go into these, you'll see that they're currently just lists. And these need organization. That's a lot of things. So there's only 59 posts on this site, but most of them are here. So that is a lot for someone to get through. You can see my sidebar is very simple. Search, photo of me at the Tulip Festival, a little about section, top picks. I don't know what's breaking there, but something's broken, and a contact form, or well, contact email. I don't believe in forms. I don't like them. So that's there. Our about page, which I think I wrote it when I first started it, and then I've never touched it since. So it definitely needs an update. You'll see some photos of me. It does not have an email list. That is something that has been on the to-do list for a long time. It has a contact. I didn't know I'd link that. I need to unlink that because I hate having things linked. Yeah, so that's basically where we're starting with. 5-9 posts. And then if we look at the analytics, we're currently at about 10,700 page views a month. At its highest ever, it hit 25,700 page views. Like that was around where we were at. And that was peak like Winterlude time, which is like when the Rideau Canal is frozen, when Winterlude is happening in about February. Ironically, Winterlude didn't happen last year, or like the canal didn't freeze for the first time in forever. So maybe that hindered it. I don't know. So here we have some information on it. So these are the top posts right now, and they do vary pretty extremely month on month. And I'm figuring that out. But again, I haven't really paid much attention to it. So it's doing well considering it has 59 posts and an absentee mother. And then this is just an overview of the search console. So you can see it did take a dive from the helpful content update, and it's coming back a little bit. I don't know what happened there. I have to check that out. That is interesting. I might have uninstalled something again. That has happened a few times, but whatever. The whole point of this is to be very open, and we'll see what happened. I'm going to have to fix it if something's wrong. The main way the site gets traffic, the only way the site gets traffic, is SEO. I do nothing else with it. So it does not have, I think I like maybe open the social media accounts, but I've never used them. It has an email address. And interestingly, it gets so much email, like, but legitimate email. Like, it is one of my only sites where I get contacted by local tourism opportunities every other day. So I will regularly get messages that are like, hey, do you want to come to this thing and write about it? Can we sponsor this? And like from actual local businesses. And I have never had that on one of my other sites. Like maybe Shino's SEO, but they're not all like, they're not local, they're global online businesses. So they get it a bit more. But that was a really interesting thing because this is my only destination niche site. So I'd never experienced that. And I think it is pretty cool. Now, the site is not really making money. So it is currently doing, like, on its best month, I think it did $200 in the month. And that's largely down to me. So I have not done a lot of work on it. I did hire writers. So in January of 2023, I hired 40 writers. And then we did some tests, some training. We got down to about 6 of them, but not everyone was working on this site. And I did use this site for a lot of the early articles that were not great quality yet, because I just wanted to get stuff up. I was doing something, it was an experiment, it's not the path I should have gone down, it's not my thing. Especially at that time, I did not have time to deal with that. So this site got a lot of kind of thin quality articles, especially as I was teaching the writers how to write an affiliate post. And because I just wanted to like move through it as quickly as possible, I was trying to like work off of timelines that made no sense. Sometimes stuff was getting put up that I would read later and I was like, that is blatantly incorrect. And so now I'm having to go through and fix things. And that's been quite the arduous process. So that's one of the reasons I wanted to do this, was to make myself fix that stuff. So most of the content on this site, some of it's written by me, other stuff is not, but most of the content is very like local specific, and it is targeting smaller volume keywords because Ottawa is a smaller place. It's not as big or popular of a destination as maybe Toronto, but it also doesn't have as much competition because of that. However, the competition it does have is significant because like there are a number of influencers based in Ottawa. There's another Nina based in Ottawa, which I didn't realize till I made the site. I think it's like Nina Near and Far. Lovely site, great site, but they are more social media influencers and then have a blog kind of to back it up. For me, the blog is the first thing and SEO will be my first traffic source, so I'm working on that. However, they have backlinks from all the tourism boards because they've worked with them. So that is something I'm facing, and that made it more of a challenge than I initially realized when I started this on a whim. So the plan really is to go through all the content and fix it, because a lot of it, especially the affiliate and hotel posts, just aren't up to snuff for me. They are not, there's not enough EEAT. They feel too formulaic. There's no connection between the items. And I just, when I'm reading them, I'm like, I don't want to buy. So why would someone else want to buy? And that's something I need to fix. I think I also generated like 5 posts to start with AI. Like there was a summer like list of things to do that I generated with AI and then didn't edit at all. Like I just put it up because I just wanted to like get stuff on the site immediately. Lazy. Honestly, I just got lazy. So got to fix the old stuff. That's going to be first. I definitely plan to do some more backlink building. I think that's going to be super important for this site, is to get links to specific posts. A DA of 16, I know plenty of sites on AdThrive or Raptive Now and Mediavine that have low DAs. Travel is much harder. You're usually at least in the 20 range to get there. But not having links to specific posts is, I think, going to be the hardest thing, especially where my competition has tons of like, not maybe not even that many, but like really high quality links to specific posts. So that's going to be the initial plan. Then it will be mapping out more content, writing more content, really making sure I pump out the EEAT. My goal is, like, I definitely want to write a little ebook for this, just like kind of a Ottawa itinerary sort of thing, things to do in Ottawa. Maybe even some, like, maybe a kids angle. I don't know yet. Probably not, actually. I don't know enough about kids. That'd be a secondary thing. I want to start the newsletter because I get so many emails about stuff on this site where people are asking me, like, tons of questions. They're really interested in things. So starting like a newsletter that might be just like what's happening this week in Ottawa. It might be more of like deals in Ottawa. Not sure yet, figuring it out, but that'll be kind of down the line. And then yeah, the goal will be to grow this to a point where I really want to get it onto an ad network by the end of the year. I am in Raptive, so I can get it onto Raptive at 3,000 or 30,000 page views. However, that's not going to hit our $2,000 goal. And it's harder to sell something if it's on a, like if it's on an ad network, because you got it in at a lower tier. The good thing with Raptive is that I can set the like the buyer's bank account automatically for it to just go to them. So I might be able to make it work, but the goal for me really is to like get it onto Mediavine or something and then have it like on in its own right. And I think that would be more beneficial. But I've also never sold a site before, so this is very new to me. It's why I want to build in public and also like get your opinions. What do you guys think? Are there things I'm missing? Are there other things I should do? What should I share more about with you as I'm fixing things, as I'm going through and structuring it? And yeah, I'd love to hear your thoughts, opinions, critiques, concerns, whatever, for this site. And I hope you guys really enjoy being taken along the ride. So welcome to Ottawa Things to Do and to the, I don't know what to call this series, maybe like selling a site for $50,000 series. I don't know. Yeah, maybe give me suggestions for names. I'm really bad at naming things. Okay, I will see y'all soon with an update on how we're progressing with this.